And now the game where we like to invite knowledgeable people onto the show to answer questions about things they have no knowledge about. Phil Bronstein is the editor of the San Francisco Chronicle, the leading newspaper of the Bay Area. As a reporter, he's been all over the world. He's known for his expertise in many areas, including celebrity marriages and the diet of Komodo dragons. We are, of course, intensely interested in all those things, so we're delighted to welcome Phil Bronstein to Wait, Wait. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Peter.
We're very excited to have you with us because, of course, this is a great week in San Francisco, is in the news. Namely, there's been a sex scandal in the San Francisco City Hall. Gavin Newsom, your young, handsome, and popular mayor, admitted to having an affair not only with a married woman, but with the woman who was married to his best friend and campaign manager. And the polls show that, despite this, it looks like he'll probably be reelected this year. So the question is there anything you can do, certainly of a sexual nature in San Francisco, as a political figure, that would actually get you thrown out of office?
No.
Let me ask you this. Has Newsom been a good mayor?
Perhaps
sorry,
he could have been a better friend.
That was the wrong gesture, yes.
You know, I think he's...
Not a great house guest.
No.
But he's in rehab.
Before we move on to the game, one of the things that makes you interesting as a newsman is that for a while you were a subject of news reports yourself. There was the incident, of course, which we reported on this show with great, perhaps at this point unseemly, glee when a Komodo dragon tried to eat your foot, which doesn't happen a lot to
people, everyone.
To
yeah.
everyone.
But speaks well of your foot.
If I remember the story correctly, yes.
Which one
They're
was it,
They're not discriminating.
Actually?
No, actually. You were introduced to the Komodo dragon, socially, I'm sure. And the story was that as you entered the cage, the zookeeper said, oh, take off your white shoes because it will think they're mice, and they eat mice.
But I don't remember.
Wow. You don't remember? I mean, there have been so many giant land reptiles chewing on your extremities that just this particular...
But you know, the truth is,
yeah.
The sad truth is yeah. that after that incident, that dragon did a lot better than I did.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, he got a new cage,
oh.
air condition, became the premier. You know, the zoo did fundraisers around him, and you know, I still the editor.
I read an interview with the dragon after that a few months later, and he was sad. The dragon said, "You know, he never calls."
I was going to say, he never wrote. He never wrote.
And then, of course, this is one thing that you guys have started doing at the Chronicle recently. We thought it was delightful. Which is that many newspapers and, well, radio shows, for that matter, get phone calls of people complaining. You've decided to podcast some of the great phone calls that the Chronicle gets. If I may set this up, your paper got a call from a man. He was angry about a headline that read, Forest Service Begins Testing Pilotless Drones, and he called your business editor, Ken Howe.
Mr. Howe, is there any other kind of drone? You tell me right now, is there any other kind of drone, other than a pilotless drone? Isn't that what a drone is, an unmanned aircraft? Don't you check these things? That's the definition of drone. Pilotless airplane. Drone. Get it? Is it sinking into your thick skull, you high school dropout?
I was so delighted to find out that we share an audience, really.
Well, you know, in the digital world, we have to find ways to, you know, better ways to use that material. And you know,
I see it as a great potential hit set to music, actually. Drone.
They mashed it up on the web.
Nice.
There are several, yeah, there are several
dance
rap songs.
Dance track, you can have a, you know.
And ringtones, too.
Oh, okay.
Well, Phil Bronstein, we are delighted to have you with us. We've invited you here, in fact, to play a game we're calling...
Remember, the president likes his Twinkies arranged around the plate like a sponge cake Stonehenge.
Oh, that old game.
In other words, you're the White House pastry chef.
Oh, no.
That is the job that Roland Mesnier held for 25 years. He has now published a memoir called All the President's Pastries, and we are going to ask you about three different tasty tidbits from that book. Get two right, you'll win the sweetest prize in public radio from one of our listeners, Carl's voice, on their home answering machine. You ready to play?
Ready.
All right. Carl, who is editor Phil Bronstein playing for?
Phil is playing for Roxanne Dean of San Francisco.
All right, you ready to go? Roxanne has fans. Here's your first question. Britain's Prince Charles once met President Reagan in the Oval Office, this, of course, back in the 80s. He was given tea, namely, he was given some hot water, a cup, a tea bag. He let it sit there, untouched. President Reagan eventually asked him if there was a problem, and the prince replied, saying what? A, quote, "You mean you don't have a footman to do this sort of thing?" Did he say B, "We suffer many indignities from your nation, sir, but I draw the line at a tea bag"? Or did he say, C, "I'm sorry, but I didn't know what to do with the little bag"?
I like the first two better, but I'm going to guess C.
You're right. He had no idea. He had never seen a tea bag.
We're halfway there, Roxanne. Okay.
Exactly. Here we go. One more. One more right, and you'll win. Here we go. Next question. The first President Bush invited French President François Mitterrand to visit his home in Kennebunkport, Maine. The French Secret Service inspected the premises beforehand, and they asked that what be done before Mitterrand was allowed to visit. Was it A, that they outfit the guest shower to use Perrier water? B, that all the toilet seats be changed to provide a more comfortable and appropriate seat of power? Or C, that not only would Mr. Mitterrand be using his own chef while staying, but that they would build him a complete new kitchen?
Ooh, that's tough. C.
You're going to go for C, that not only would Mitterrand have his own chef, but they'd have to build him a whole new kitchen. No, actually, it was B, replace the toilet seats.
Oh.
We don't know why, actually, but we can guess. All right, you know, this is very exciting. We love it when it comes down to this, because you have one more chance. You get this one right, you'll win our prize. Ready?
Okay.
One time, Bill Clinton asked Mr. Mesnier to make a special Clinton family dessert, something traditional in that family. What was it? Was it A, Coca-Cola flavored gelatin with black glacé cherries? B, bread pudding studded with jujubes and beer nuts? Or C, ladyfingers layered with Smucker's grape jelly and Cool Whip?
It could be any of those.
Right.
That's a plausible set of options.
I would guess it's either A or C, but I guess I have to pick one.
You have to pick one. Don't worry, you're not going to eat it.
C.
C.
No.
You're saying C. Are you saying C? The audience? The audience seems to be interested in C. Ladyfingers, Smucker's grape jelly,
right.
Cool Whip.
Okay, the way newspapers are going these days, I go with the audience.
You really, just whatever they want.
Yeah.
Really, so you're going to go with that. I'm getting a confirmation because, you know, once I do, we get...
This is why I've been married four times. Because
yeah.
Yeah,
so yes.
Yes,
I'm going
with C.
You ask the audience who you should marry?
It only seemed that way on occasion.
Yeah, I think it's got to come from you.
All right, your choice was C. It was A, the Coca-Cola flavored.
Oh,
it's true.
And I'm not, like Gavin, I'm not going to blame the audience.
No.
Thank Everything you for your...
Mesnier says, quote, "Personally, I could think of nothing more appalling, but I bowed to family tradition."
Except C was more appalling.
Except C was more appalling.
See, I thought...
That's my family.
I thought C actually sounded good.
Yeah, me too. That's why I picked it. Well, the beer nuts, B was out.
No. Anyway, Carl, how did Phil Bronstein do in our quiz?
Phil needed two correct answers at least, Peter, to win. For Roxanne Dean, he had just one.
Oh,
sorry, Roxanne.
Tragic. Phil Bronstein is the editor of the San Francisco Chronicle. Thank you so much for
Thank
being
you.
With us today.
It's really been delightful.
What a pleasure.
Thank you.
I want the frimma-framma sauce with the awesome fame, with chifafa on the side.